judge but lack pizzazz. Talking all that jazz. Now we're not trying to be a boss to you. We just want to get across to you that if you're talking jazz, the situation is a no-win. You might even get hurt, my friend.
Stetsasonic, the hip-hop band.
And like Sly and the Family Stone, we will stand
up for the music we live and play,
and for the song we sing today.
For now, let us set the record straight,
and later on we'll have a forum and a formal debate.
But it's important you remember, though,
what you reap is what you sow.
Talking all that jazz.
Talking all that jazz.
Mediacom Radio. Radio, I'm Furious George. Hey, welcome to 2010. So maybe offensive for the next decade. WCOM 103.5 LPFM micro-powered revolutionary radio. I'm Furious George. Stick around.
Became apparent. It was more seriously affected and had to be removed from the exercise. After 35 minutes, one of the radio operators had become incapable of using his set. And to giggle. But this man was more seriously affected and had to be removed from the exercise.
Thank you.
5 minutes, one of the radio operators has become incapable of using his set, and the efficiency of the rocket launcher team was also very impaired.
But you're bragging about your ability to defend the country because you say, well, you defended America except for 9/11. That's your defense, right? That's the classic bragging point of the Republican Party for the last time. I asked you to name one thing they've done for this country in 15 to 20 years. I'll keep going back further. And you're having a hard time giving me an answer. What has the Republican Party done for the country?
I'm not having a hard time giving you an answer. When I decide to write a book about the history of the last 20 years of the Republican Party, I'll be happy to talk to you about that. My job is to win elections in 2010, okay. And I'm going to keep my eye on
Steve
the ball.
Steve McMahon, YouTube is watching. You're the Republican consultant, one of the best in the country. Tell me what the Republican Party has done for this country in the last 10 to 20 years. Thank you. Steve McMahon, thank you. Todd Harris, plenty of time, 64.
Something you're going to plant in your backyard, and certainly nothing you're going to bring into your living room, but they are all over Hawthorne Boulevard here in the city of Lawndale. Basically, the city several years ago, they paid a lot of money to have these plants brought in and planted out here, and now they're considering paying tens of thousands of dollars to have these plants removed. We took these flowers today. We brought them to the residents. This was their reaction.
This
is the smell of
morning. Yeah.
That's the smell.
Yeah. Yeah.
AZ double E, double E. This is a rocket launcher right here. AZ double E. This is a rocket launcher right here. AZ double E. This is a rocket launcher right here.
Rocket.
Yeah, that's the one. Hey, that's it. Describe it.
Sounds like we.
Like, curling. Right here in Lawndale are in a big pit of garlic.
10 minutes later, the attacking the section commander tried to use a map to find the location of troop headquarters, and the prisoner's escort had to have the way pointed out to him, although it was in plain sight, 700 yards away over open country.
Describe it. Smells like weed.
I want to be a forester, run through the mud.
10 minutes later, the attacking sections have lost all sense of urgency. Notice the bunching and indecision as they enter a wood occupied by the enemy. Almost immediately, the section commander tried to use a map to find the location of Treatment's quarters. The prisoner's escort had to have a way pointed out to him, although it was in plain sight, 700 yards away over open country. 50 minutes after taking the drug, radio communication had become difficult, if not impossible, but the men are still capable of sustained physical effort. However, constructive action was still attempted by those retaining a sense of responsibility in spite of physical symptoms.
Here in the city of Lawndale, basically the city several years ago, they paid a lot of money to have these plants brought in and planted out here, and now they're considering paying tens of thousands of dollars to have these plants removed. We took these flowers today, we brought them to the residents, this was their reaction. Can you just smell it for me?
Yeah.
That's the smell.
Yeah. Yeah.
You like it?
No.
Sniff it.
Yeah, that's the one. Hey, that's it.
Describe it.
Smells like weed.
10 minutes after taking the drug, with one man climbing a tree to feed the birds, the troop commander gave up, admitting that he could no longer control himself or his men.
Done.
Some city council members are willing to spend $35,000 of taxpayer money to remove the plant. But city councilman Jim Ramsey thinks that's absurd. In fact, he thinks the whole stinky flower issue is
a joke. Just a joke. We had garlic put in so we could keep the vampires out of it.
AZEE, this a rocket launcher right here. AZEE, this a rocket launcher right here.
fundamental urge for a man to want his own roof, walls, and fireplace.
Enter the Martini Castle. The joy and prosperity may reign forever.
What is that, Geddes? A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class.
This rabble you're talking about, they do most of the working and paying and living and dying in this community. Never be another decent house built in this town.
Those are not the people who should be asked to pay for this bailout.
All or most of you engage the activities that actually created this crisis.
Bank of America is too big to fail.
So what you're saying is those 14 are too big to fail.
I don't think, Senator, I want to use those words, but...
Have you put any real pressure on these people of yours to pay those mortgages?
Times are bad, Mr. Potter. A lot of these people are out of work.
Well, foreclosed.
I can't do that. These families have children.
And not my children.
Big cities across the country are seeing a big jump in the number of people losing their homes.
Feelings are carry fit for you now. She want me, she said she want to be a spring donor. Push to the bone, fresh from California. When you turn the road and get down in Colonia.
Millions and millions of dollars paid out in bonuses by the insurance giant AIG. The 20 largest bailed out banks received $283 billion in taxpayer money. And the executives running those 20 troubled banks still receive enormous paychecks.
We've got to find that money.
What's that cologne he got on? Platinum Chanel. My pimple for paper powerful, I can never feel. It's product and profit over pussy, I shall prevail. Look here, partner, all I do is holler and then she yells. They pay for rooms with Ramada, Jose, Zell, the Monica, she calls me president.
face with it.
What's that money? You realize what this means? It means bankruptcy and scandal and prison. One of us is going to jail. Well, it's not going to be me.
Turned to the person I've done business with for several years, and it's no problem.
That person was CEO of a community bank. Banks like his have funds to loan, even while the larger banks have slowed or even stopped their lending.
I don't have one single penny in any of your banks, not one, because I don't want my money put into CDOs and credit default swaps and making humongous bonuses.
Drown 10 pints of bitter. We lean all day, and some say that ain't productive. Could that depend upon the demon that you're stuck with? Cause right now, I see clearer than most. I sit here contending with this cheese on toast. I feel the pain of a third world famine. Said we count them blessings and keep jamming. To him, scumbag, scum of the earth. His worth was nil until he gained a skill of tongues. From 15 years young, straight to my great back self, I stay top shelf material. Progressing in the flesh, esoteric books most frightening. Duffy took a hold of my hand while I was writing. Leg on me tinged up and leg on me hand. I summon up the power of banana clad.
Witness the fitness, rougher to live at, oh one quest. Witness the fitness. Crawford and Levesque, hope one quest. Witness the fitness. The Crawford and Levesque, one hope, one quest. Witness the fitness. The Crawford and Levesque, one hope, one quest.
Who be the king of the sound? Uh-huh. Bust a bus back and just put a lock on the town. Uh-huh. None of my bitches be coming from miles around. See, they be coming because they know how to guard you.
Turn it up. Now you know who holding the throne, so give me the crown. Niggas saluting and trying to give me your pound. I don't really fuck with you niggas is clowns. Making the bitches trip and throw the shit on the ground.
Low bus.
Now
Now that's the way that it goes. Uh-huh. When we up in the spot, the shit be flooded with hoes. See, we make it hot, the chicks will come out they clothes. That's when they get it. Mommy, you already know I'm
turning it up, shorty wallin' and shorty open, she beastin' it out. For the record, just a second, I'm freaking it out. Come on, while she trying to touch it, I was peeping it out. She turned around and was trying to put my dick in my letter.
Touch it, bring it, fade. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop for mad. Touch it, bring it, fade. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop for mad. Touch it, bring it, fade. Watch it, turn it, leave it, then I'm off.
We'll be right back. expression, having this this set of plans, the federal employee plan, buying Medicare at 55 and a trigger if it doesn't work.
These are all good ideas. The important thing is that these will save lives and they'll save money. And those are good things. I'd still like to see a robust public option because it costs billions and billions of dollars to set up a provider network around the country. It's the hardest thing when you're setting up a health care plan. And we're wasting our Medicare provider network by making it available only to 1 out of 8 people.
Have you been watching Dick Cheney lately? He was on Fox last night, and it's like he's a homing pigeon when it comes to going to Fox, I suppose. He was on last night accusing the President of the United States of giving aid and comfort to the enemy. I mean, that was the words he used by having a trial in New York for a KSM. And I was thinking, why did he choose constitutional language that defines treason? And then he went further and dug his hole even deeper, burying Barack Obama, I should say, even deeper, by saying the guy doesn't believe in America, basically. He doesn't believe in American exceptionalism, doesn't really love this country. How far is this guy going to go so he gets to speak at the next Republican convention? Dick Cheney is unbelievable lately. Just a thought.
I don't know. You know, on the internet, there's an acronym that's used to apply to situations like this. It's STFU. I don't think I can say that on the air, but I think you know what that means.
Well, give me the first part.
Shut.
I got you. Yeah, the stop talking in crude language. Well, I don't think you're going to get them to do that. Let me ask you this about the first year of the Barack administration. Do you believe we're going to get back home for the holidays, for Christmas and Hanukkah and the rest? Are we going to have a season where something's going to have gotten done in this Congress?
Capable of sustained physical effort. However, constructive action was still attempted by those retaining a sense of responsibility in spite of physical symptoms.
WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George, signing off for the night. Stick around, we've got more local live community-based radio. DJ Smooth Jazz is in the house. I'll be back next week. And appreciate you doing what you're doing right now, listening either through the old school radio waves or online. or whatever you do to support micro-powered, community-based, low-power FM radio. I'll be back. Stick around. Doesn't get any more local than this. I'm furious.
I'm going in for the kill. I'm doing it for a thrill. It's 11 p.m. You're listening to WC.